As we've reported, some 120 acres burned last Friday as a fire was ignited in the Rockport Estates area at about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Tyler Rouser of the North Summit Fire District gave a rundown of the fire, saying it started between Rockport Estates and the northeast corner of Promontory. And he said resources were immediately engaged to fight the fire.
Before crews even arrived, we had put in calls for mutual aid from Park City Fire District and South Summit Fire District. We knew that once we had a fire in that community, we needed to get all resources on it we could.
The fire is still under investigation. It has, however, been determined that it started in a yurt.
No homes were burned, either occupied or in construction. So it did start in this yurt. They have determined it was human caused, but it is still under investigation, and that's the point I have to that. Investigators from the State Fire Marshal's Office were up Friday night. They have interviewed witnesses. They've talked to the people there, but an official cause has not been released at this time.
Being that it was a human-triggered fire, Rouser said there could be cost recovery, which is up to county fire officials to decide. Rouser compared this year's fire to last year's, saying one crucial difference that prevented more structures from being badly burned was topography and defensible space.
We had three structures that were completely surrounded by fire, but because of defensible space, they were not destroyed. And this was a little bit more sparsely populated area of Rockport Estates, so that helped too. That and the fire last year started at the bottom of the hill by the road, so it had a lot more room to go uphill and grow in size faster. Where this started up on the top of the mountain, you know, in a little bit flatter area and didn't have quite the steep terrain to run up like the other one did last year.
Winds were a factor, although without the steep terrain like last year's fire, they were able to knock down the fire relatively quickly.
To say we didn't have winds would be, you know, miscategorization. We still had winds, but we didn't have winds combined with that steep terrain for the fire to go up as fast. It stayed pretty steady, but we'd get a few small wind shifts here and there, but we were able to get enough personnel on it that we felt comfortable in getting it knocked down pretty fast.
Rouser said the state took over once the county declared the fire an emergency.
Resources were on their way. Once we knew this and we knew that was coming down, they had already started to order resources. Same with last year. I mean, helicopters and that were ordered really quite quickly. As soon as the fire was, as soon as we knew we had a significant incident, we get those resources coming. State brings it in, but, a little bit deeper pocketbook, too. instead of taxing the county with the full amount of the fire, the state will help step in and help as well. But also the county still has a portion of that fire they'll pay for as well.
He said barring any rekindling of the fire at certain hot spots, it will soon be considered extinguished. Finally, Rouser gives some extra cautionary measures for the future, including defensible space and being prepared always to evacuate.
No matter where you live, if you're in a wildland urban interface, be prepared. The best thing you can do is be ready that if a fire does come and you notice it, one, report it. If you feel, that it's getting close, don't wait for law enforcement to tell you to evacuate. Evacuate as soon as you can to do that defensible space. Defensible space is huge. These homes are still standing because of defensible space. They didn't have tall shrubs against the house to act as ladder fuels and catch the house on fire.
That's Tyler Rouser with the North Summit Fire District. He said he was pleased overall at the willingness of the residents to evacuate, and he thanks those residents. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.